You can't always see it. It's not like a cast on a broken leg. But nonetheless, depression is a medical illness that might need professional help.
When I was first diagnosed, I kept it a secret. My family knew, but that was it. None of my friends knew.
Take Megan Parker, for example. She's a fashionable junior in high school with blonde hair and blue eyes. She has friends and participates in extracurricular activities. She's an athlete, competing in basketball, cross country, and swimming. But alongside all of that, she has a mental health disorder. She was first diagnosed a year ago with depression and anxiety. She wrote a poem about it titled, "You Are Me."
You are the knives stuck in my head, the ones I can't get to go away. You are the thoughts of death, the thoughts that my life isn't worth this pain.
She wrote the poem in January.
And at that time, and still currently, I was suffering with severe depression and general anxiety disorder.
Although she's comfortable talking about it now, she didn't share the poem with anyone for months. Her negative thoughts would keep her down.
It's almost like everything that you hear, you could hear a positive comment about yourself, or you could hear a saying that somebody says to you, but instead of picking out the positive things in it, you pick out all the negatives, and you just keep thinking about it until it's so overwhelming. That's all you can think about.
Parker was out of school last year for a few months dealing with her depression. It wasn't the first time she saw a doctor for it. She sought professional help in the sixth grade. It seemed to subside for a few years and then came back. Through therapy, she's learned skills to help her cope. She can recognize when negative thoughts are happening and knows steps she can take to stop it, like journaling and talking to others. She learned the importance of communicating at a two-week camp for depressed teens last year in Minnesota.
I did not feel fixed. I mean, it doesn't get fixed in 2 weeks, but I did feel a lot more supported.
The camp was hosted by the Mayo Clinic and also included parents of the teens. Parker still communicates regularly with others who attended the camp through texts and emails.
They understood me and what I was going through on a whole different level than anybody else.
1 in 4 people will experience mental illness. There's a whole spectrum of depression. Sometimes it's shorter-term situational depression, and other times it's a lifelong struggle.
I think there's a lot of misconceptions about it.
That's Kate Smith, a therapist at Petersburg Mental Health.
There is that certain perception from some people where if they don't see it, they don't really quite understand it or know really what's going on. And I think in society sometimes there's that pick them up by their bootstraps kind of mentality and not to seek help.
Sometimes depression can cause suicidal thoughts. Family and friends might not know if that's happening or not. Some signs and symptoms include taking risks that are out of character, giving things away, talking or writing about death, being withdrawn, or losing interest in certain activities. But Smith stresses these signs don't necessarily mean suicidal thoughts, because it's different for everyone. She says it is okay just to ask.
Asking somebody, are you suicidal? Do you have thoughts of self-harm? That is okay to do and it's important to do, and it will not put that thought into that other person's head.
Now Parker writes every night in a journal before she goes to bed. It helps her form her thoughts and understand her feelings.
When I'm feeling better, feeling that happiness, I've learned along the way that it's worth it to feel that happy, to feel that carefree, rather than just ending it before you can feel that.
Parker hopes by sharing her story that some of the myths and stigma surrounding mental illness will end. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.